Hey guys, welcome to Points for the Pointless. Good morning. My name is Michelle, for those of you new.
And this is Kennedy.
And today we're actually going to be talking about abortion. It seems to me that y'all like the three-part series for vaccinations. It's gotten the most listens. So we're going to break this up into two parts. Same kind of deal, where right now we're just going to be talking about what we know off the top of our head. And then we'll do some research for you guys and let you know the questions that we had. If any of you want to submit questions, we'll find the answers for you and put that all in our next podcast. So let's just dive right in.
All right. So I guess just my opinion on it, of course, is ultimately is going to be things on factor of health and quality of life, but ultimately it ends up in the hands of the individual. If you have good enough reason that you should go through an abortion, then I don't believe anybody really has a say in if you should or should not go through with it or not. What about you?
I believe, as a female, I believe that it should be left up to females whether or not, like you just said, whether or not they should be able to have an abortion, because it's their body, it's what's gonna work out best for them. And on that, I mean, there's just so many situations that can be, like, there are so many just different situations that cause different kind of factors into it. Like, let's say you're a heroin addict and you don't care that you're pregnant, you're still gonna shoot up. Well, that baby is, if it survives, it's going to come out addicted to heroin. You're already setting this person up for failure, and they're not even out of the womb yet. That's even assuming they're gonna still be alive by the time you give them birth. Yes, and if they do come out alive, I don't know what kind of damages they would have, which this is something that I'm gonna have to look up. I don't know what kind of defects they would have, is even when drinking. If you're drinking a lot in the beginning of your pregnancy and you don't know that you're pregnant, that, I mean, one drink of alcohol could give your baby fetal alcohol syndrome, I think it's called. I need to look that up too. But it raises the risk of them being born with defects. So if you're pregnant, I don't agree with you drinking. I don't agree with you having a cigarette. Yeah. I don't eat. It's just
putting
one.
Toxins in your
it's
body.
Just one. Yeah. If you are pregnant, you are now responsible for another life, whether you like it or not. And as a Christian as well, it was very hard for me to come to terms with being okay with abortion, because, you know, our values are just so pro-life, but it's just like, what kind of life? Yeah. You know, if you're not going to take care of that baby, it's going to be abused. If you choose to put your child in the system, there's so many kids in the system right now. Let's say you're not white, which I'm assuming that's the majority of what people want to adopt. You're already at a disadvantage as a baby to getting adopted. And to move from home to home, and let's be honest, the system is flawed. There are people who are adopting kids just for the checks.
Yeah.
They might end up in a terrible situation. Awful situation. So, yeah, I'm very for abortion. I think that if you're not being careful, if you're not using protection, I think it's really, really stupid of you to want to get an abortion. Like, that's just my opinion. You're still going to do what you need to do, but it's just, I've heard so many girls just be like, oh, I'm pregnant, and, you know, I was like, are you using any birth control? No.
Yeah.
If you're not using any birth control and you're letting another dude not use birth control.
Pregnant. How did this happen?
Yeah. I mean, you know how it happened. You literally were putting yourself in that situation to have a baby, and it's so accessible to get birth control, there's, at least for right now, it's so accessible to get birth control. There's just no reason for you not to, in my opinion. All right. It's just there's so many pros and cons. I actually just had a conversation with someone who was saying to ban abortion in Texas, and I think that's stupid because you can, there's just so many, he wasn't able to answer my question when I said, what if the pregnancy affects the mother in a negative way, meaning that if they can't abort the baby, the mom will die. And he said that he wasn't sure what to say about that, which means
he hadn't thought about it too much.
Yeah, like, you can't just think about it on the surface. I mean, sorry if you're listening and you heard me say that it was stupid. I really was interested in hearing his side of the story, and I actually kind of wanted to ask him to come onto the podcast with us, but he still could. We never know.
Well, one thing is, when people have an opinion on something, it's okay to have a strong opinion on something, but make sure that, and if you don't have all your bases covered, you want to make sure that you try to have all your bases covered before you have a fully formed opinion, but also just being open-minded to just change. In general, a lot of people don't have an open mind to change your opinion or anything because they think that they're wrong, and that's a bad way to go about it. If you learn something new that you can agree with, it's okay to change your opinion on it.
It's very hard to, if you're very set in your mindset, it's very hard to want to change your opinion no matter what the other person says, whether it makes sense or not. And I've learned that the hard way.
Luckily, I haven't had to.
Well, it's just because, like, other personal views of my own, like, sex before marriage. I was so adamant on staying a virgin until marriage. I still kind of regret not being able to do that, or at least not being able to lose my virginity to the person that I want to actually give it to, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of unfortunate, but, you know, it happened, and then that's kind of something that is very permanent, so it hit me like, okay, I guess I don't really believe in this. I mean, I really try and miss. Temptation's out there. Devil's out there.
So, when it comes to abortion, I don't really have a really that strong of an opinion on it other than what I said before, like, it's left up to the person. You've already gone through quality of life. So for those who don't understand what I mean by that, it is from birth. Like, try to put yourself in a position that from birth you were hooked up to a machine, you never got to leave the hospital ever, maybe, or
you're in a wheelchair.
Maybe you were born with autism. Maybe
there are worse disabilities. We need to look it up, but there are so many terrible birth defects that can affect a child negatively. There is one guy that I saw, he had a child and she was born with defects, and she was in a wheelchair. She can't communicate properly. She can't really even speak in full sentences. And she's going to have to be taken care of the rest of her life. And what made me upset is the dad was in an interview and he was saying, she will never be able to tell me that she loves me. And I just feel like that's so heartbreaking. It just sucks that if you're able to prevent a human being from not being able to even express baseline emotions, I would say, how is that the wrong choice for sparing them that pain?
So that's where a lot of the main debate is going to come from, I feel like. Because think about this. In Roman times, they would abort or, unfortunately, kill children if they came out with defects, right? And it's purely from a quality of life standpoint. Mm-hmm. And the big debate's going to come from, well... they should have the opportunity to live.
Right. Right. It's very conflicting. And it wasn't... It was not easy in any way, shape, or form for me to change my opinion about abortion. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, I come from a Christian family. It's our base belief for letting people... Or letting babies live. It's just like... It's so, so controversial. I don't think there's ever going to really be a straight black and white answer to abortion. There's just too many variables that could happen with every single person that makes it different. Now, I do agree that, like I said, if you're purposely not being careful, or you just don't care, or you're like, I'm young, and you're having unprotected sex, I would say it's very wrong of you to abort that child. If there's no reason why they would have any kind of defects, meaning if you weren't smoking, if you weren't drinking, if you're aware that you're pregnant and you took care of the baby or whatever, I don't think there's any reason for you to go in and abort the baby. I would say you need to own up to what you're doing. You can't have no consequences to your action. And it is not fair for that child to lose their life because you weren't being careful, because you weren't doing everything you could to prevent it. Speaking of prevention, like, there's so many methods out there. There's the thing that you put in your arm, there's the traditional pills, mm-hmm. there's condoms. I told one of my coworkers about spermicide yesterday. She didn't even know what that was. And she's in her 40s.
Wow.
Spermicide, for all of you that are interested, if you don't want to have sex with a condom on, spermicide catches the semen. You put it in before he's about to ejaculate. It's like a cream. And when he does, the spermicide inside is going to kill the sperm coming in. So that's like, it's like little warriors fighting, basically. And it is so, it's come in handy in my personal relationship, and I would strongly advise a lot of you people, if you don't want to use condoms, at least use spermicide. It's just like, it's just so amazing.
Well, this kind of goes back to our a conversation that we also had a while back with it was education, or not long, it was mainly school, but mm-hmm. the whole thing with education is, for those who maybe weren't paying attention in their class, if you ever had the class in the first place on sex ed, then please take it upon yourself to do the research. I mean, Google is an insane resource that we all have. And I say, unfortunately, to the each own individual, your biggest resource is yourself. So you never know unless you take it upon yourself to actually seek the information on these certain topics, and potentially prevent yourself from putting you in a shitty situation where you might have to make this type of decision whether or not to have this human being, you know,
born. Ultimately, it also comes down to if you care or not. Because some people just go in and get abortions, like, oh, I'm pregnant, whatever, let me just get rid of this. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very sad to me, because again, you're not trying to prevent yourself from making that decision. Like, if I ever felt like I had to have an abortion, I would cry. If I felt like I had to do it, I would do it, but I would be so heartbroken over it. Like, I really would not want to have to put myself in that position. But to be honest, that's not the way everybody is.
Yeah.
And that sucks, but you know, you can't force people to have the same opinion as you. And on a slightly different note that still has to do with abortion, I don't think that the government should take away these Planned Parenthood situations or try and limit access to abortions that we do have, because if you think about it from a financial standpoint, you want to get rid of abortions, but you don't want to put any more money into the adoption centers or orphanages or agencies that help adopt kids. If you're not putting money into helping these kids that you want to force to be born,
yeah,
then why would you want them to be born in the first place? I don't know. It's just like, if you're not going to do anything to help them, then why are you trying to prevent women from helping themselves? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like that was so much smoother in my head.
So I had a lady from one of my questions the other day, and it was like, what's your most valuable life skill, or not life skill, but like something that you've learned, right? Mm-hmm. That you would like to tell other people. And I don't know it as this, or maybe I was taught as a kid and I just forgot, but I know it as integrity. But she called it the golden rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do unto others as people would like, you know.
Do unto others as you do unto yourself, something like that?
Yeah, I know it as integrity, as just treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's a couple other things in there. But think of it from that standpoint, too. I believe in anything, if it's having to deal with another person, that should always be something that goes through your head. And if you were put in that situation, even as a man, like, I know it's kind of hard to think of you being pregnant as a man.
You can't.
Exactly. You can't. But, I mean, hypothetically thinking, say that you just built a brand new car, something that means a lot to you, that you made from scratch, right?
Okay.
And somebody was just like, oh, that's bad, throw it in the trash, or I'll destroy it. Like, think of it that way. How does that make you feel? And as an end result, if you don't go through within a given circumstance, if maybe, you know, you just built that brand new car, but it can't drive down the street, how would you feel? Or if you just made that cake and nobody wants any because it tastes like crap, how's that gonna make you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some weird metaphors, but
yeah, I'm trying to wrap really, my head around it.
It's
I'm
really
like,
relatable, though.
It's, yeah, and it's very, I told Kennedy this the other day, and I feel comfortable enough to say it on this podcast. I really don't think men should have any kind of vote when it comes to women's health, because at the end of the day, you don't understand it. You don't understand what we go through to have a baby. You don't understand what we go through while we're pregnant. You will never understand the pain of childbirth and the emotional connection that, I mean, you could probably understand that, the emotional connection that you form with your child, but the emotional connection that, like, I made this.
Yeah.
I created this, and I held this in my belly for 9 months. You know what I mean? It's just, like, a crazy bond that a mom will forever have with her child, and you just don't, you can't experience that firsthand. It's like reading a bunch of books on a topic. Okay, so it's like if you want to go to a tropical vacation and you're reading a ton of books, looking at a ton of pictures, looking at a ton of videos,
mm-hmm.
You don't know that tropical location until you actually get there and you're able experience to take it. In that yeah. beauty and, you know, relaxing on the beach type situation. It's the same thing. You can't understand anything about our bodies because you don't have to go through any of the things we go through. Something as simple as, like, a period. Y'all don't understand that either. And for some women, it can be very hard on their menstrual cycle. I personally used to throw up strictly because my cramps were that bad. Cramps for my on my period were yeah. that bad. And I don't think any guy could understand that. Maybe if you got, I mean, even if you got kicked in the nuts hard enough and you threw up, it's not the same kind of pain. Because it's not the same kind of body part. So, yeah, when it comes to...
when you it can die.
Well, oh, my God. When it comes to voting, though, on, like, abortion and everything, I think that women should definitely be the only people that have a say. And you know, whatever our outcome is whatever the outcome is. It's the majority of whatever, what we think, but I don't know. That's just where my head's at right now. I know democracy says everyone gets a vote, so whatever. Bunch of old white men in Congress get to decide what to do with my body, but whatever.
That's America.
America. This is America. Okay. So there are tons of circling back, there are tons of pros and cons when it comes to abortion. I don't think we asked a lot of questions, but I do think that we're definitely going to find a lot on this topic, regardless wherever we are. I mean, we probably are going to reach things that we didn't even discuss, point blank, period. And this abortion is so crazy because it goes across so many. Even in this one podcast, we've jumped from different topics. It's not just abortion, you know what I mean? It's political, it's religious, it's a lot of things, which is why, again, I'll say it, I said it once, I'll say it again, it's not a black and white issue.
Yeah.
It's not wrong or right, because this world is not wrong or right. There's always the little gray area.
That's the new show name. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
A little bit of gray. So, yes, I feel like we're cutting this short, but I also feel like there's no more...
Yeah, I feel like we got some good stuff
in information. I don't feel like there's any more information that I know personally or to be able to add to this. So, I hope you have an amazing Tuesday morning. I hope you continue to come and log into our podcast wherever you're listening from. You can reach me, send me an email, not an email, reach me on my Instagram, killer_Kenyon. Soon enough here, I'm going to get an email going for this podcast. That way you can reach me directly. But other than that, y'all have a nice day.
Bye.